When you look up the origins of the word pension in the dictionary, you'll see it comes from the Latin verb pendo, which means to pay or value, or to weigh or hang. It's actually the same root that gives us nouns like pendant. And back here in the 21st century, that second meaning might be appropriate, as the costs of providing a defined benefit program are increasingly weighing down budgets across the state. According to some estimates, California's three largest statewide pension systems, CalPERS, CalSTRS, and the UC Retirement System, could have a combined shortfall of as much as $500 billion. That's billion with a B. And a new study from Stanford University paints an equally grim picture at the local level. According to its author, public policy professor and former Democrat State Assembly member Joe Nation, California's city and county pension systems are on the verge of their own crisis, with $135 billion in total unfunded liabilities. Nation's study looked at California's 24 largest municipal pension systems, from the city of Los Angeles and San Jose to Kern County and the city of Fresno. And he says while some pension systems are doing better than others,
there's really no one that I know in California that's in good shape. And it's because every single one of them made these overly optimistic assumptions about how much they would earn.
And as Fresno City Council member Lee Brand says, when it comes to pensions, assumptions can be especially problematic.
As you get involved in the pension realm, you know, it's what the old saying, there's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics. It certainly applies here.
So what exactly happened? Don't fund managers account for the ups and downs of the market? Nation says the problem actually started long before the recent recession.
This really has been brewing for quite some time. Every pension system in California and across the country made assumptions about investment rates of return that were simply not realistic. Most of them assumed that they would earn about 8% per year. That's on their portfolio overall. And because they are typically invested in both fixed income instruments and also in others, and you know, in stock market and so forth, to get to that number, you need to earn about 11% per year in the stock market. And most people would laugh at the notion that you can earn 11% per year in the stock market. It's just not a realistic number.
But what exactly is a realistic number? The truth is, it depends who you ask. Federal law requires that private pension funds tie their anticipated rates of return to the interest rate on corporate bonds. That's around 5%. But public pension funds don't have to follow that law, and their discount rates are typically between 7.5% and 8%.
If you're off just one quarter percent on your assumption, and so instead of 8%, we average over the next 10 years or 20 years, 7.75%, that has big implications. It'll cost the city a lot more money, or the employees a lot more money.
Nation's study, which was co-released by the nonpartisan Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research and the group California Common Sense, applies an assumption of a 5% return, which it terms no risk. And the difference between that 5% and 8% is huge, especially for the city of Fresno. Last fall, the city hired a firm to analyze the status of various internal funds to see if any extra money happened to be lying around, including pensions. And for once, the news was actually good.
The city of Fresno, unlike many cities, and you probably all know this, is in a unique position in being overfunded. And while many pension funds are struggling and having problems, the city of Fresno's employee retirement system as of June 30th, 2010 was funded at about 122% of need, and the police and fire about 110%.
That was consultant Craig Rousseau of the firm Harvey M. Rose Associates speaking to the city council in March 2012. The council was exploring the possibility of using some of the extra money in the pension fund to pay for retiree health care, which, unlike many cities, isn't covered by the pension system in Fresno. While the move would save the city money in the general fund, it would also require the approval of the city's independent pension board. But when Joe Nation studied Fresno, his results weren't as good. Using his more conservative 5% return, Fresno's pension system was only 77% funded, short of the 80% that is generally considered the minimum. Still, Councilmember Lee Brand says the system is one of the few bright spots in the city's finances.
Our retirement system is pretty stable, very fair, and if anything, on a comparative basis, city employees, including public safety, actually get less than their counterparts in Oakland, San Jose, Long Beach, Stockton, etc. And that's, as I said to begin with, that's the bright spot we have.
In fact, according to Nation's study of the 24 largest municipal pension systems in the state, the city of Fresno's system ranked first. Its 77% funded ratio put it significantly ahead of both Fresno County, which is only 49% funded, and Kern County, which again, using a 5% rate of return, is only 41% funded, the worst in the state. Under the higher discount rate favored by the counties, the numbers aren't much better. Fresno County is 73% funded, and Kern County is just 63% funded. So what are some of the possible solutions? Aside from a major increase in the stock market, Nation says any action on the issue will probably come from the local level and not from Sacramento.
At some point, you might have this sort of a bottom-up approach or a bottom-up solution where folks at the local level are the ones who solve this, not our, quote, state leaders, who for the most part are disinterested in this.
But making changes to benefits promised to current employees and those who have already retired is highly controversial, and for good reason. In many cases, labor groups made concessions in pay and other compensation in return for the security of a government pension down the road. Regina Kane, president of the Service Employees International Union 521 in Kern County, says part of the problem is poor management during good times.
6 or so years ago, Kern County did not participate in allocating money into the pension fund when the years were good, nor did they give employees a raise.
She says that too often, public employees are being blamed for problems that are a lot bigger than defined benefit retirement programs.
Private employees obviously were suffering, but because one group of people were suffering doesn't mean that we should then limit public employees from having a pension.
But even Kane admits that some reforms are perhaps necessary. She says there's a difference between pensions paid to public safety workers and her members.
When you have a particular retirement package that says, you know, 3% at 50 versus someone who's a caregiver who makes a lower salary whose retirement is based on 3% at 60, there's a huge disparity. The safety persons whose salary is higher in the first place have many more years to enjoy their retirement. And so possibly some reforms of all retirements, you know, should be looked at, as well as ways that we can all work together to improve the whole economy by increasing jobs in a lot of areas to bring in more revenue.
Voters in San Diego and San Jose will decide today what path they wish to take towards changing their defined benefit pension plans. And if attempts in those cities are successful, other cities and counties will likely follow suit. But despite the controversy, Joe Nation says it's time that cities and counties address what at least he sees as a significant problem.
And so until you get people to recognize that there is a tremendous problem, you're not going to be able to get people to sit down and to work it out.
With Valley Public Radio, I'm Joe Moore.